And welcome in to You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's what we do at VeritasMedical.com. Would like to say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Wade. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Another great show lined up today on the program, and we look forward to it as always.
Well, it is going to be a great show. We've got another testimony. The dragon is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the witnesses. Before we get into that, though, a couple quick announcements. Get my bookkeeping out of the way here. First Tuesday Talk, tomorrow night. Untouchable number 3, the big C, cancer. We've kind of touched on it the last 2 weeks. Had Rick Beatenbow give his testimony on stage 4 pancreatic. Had Dr. Jimenez from Hope for Cancer on the week before that, giving his amazing 5-year survival rates in the 30, 40, 50% range on pancreatic, colon, lung, and breast versus National Cancer Institute. We're going to go into more of that tomorrow night. There's another cancer center down in Mexico I'll highlight also with the same amazing results. In the 80, 90, 100% range when they're the first option. But come next tomorrow night, first Tuesday, the Underwood Cotton Exchange building next to Veritas Medical on Texas Avenue. It will also be live streamed on Zoom, and that Zoom link is on our Telegram, Veritas Medical. Next, all you clients of Veritas Medical down in Odessa, we've got PL 2020, and if you're a Veritas Medical patient, you know what that is probably. If not, you can get on the website and read about it, but we put a sale on that, a package deal a few weeks back or a month or two back in Lubbock and San Angelo offices. Odessa did not have PL 2020 at the time, but they do now. So we're extending that package deal down in Odessa, so just need to get that announcement out there. Next, we are taking new patients. I've had multiple people reach out. They thought maybe we were not taking new patients. We are, but it's a little different. We're having people sign up and go through the Wellness Navigators because, in my opinion, that's really where the cure, quote-unquote cure, lies. Put that in quotes, because the body's made to cure itself, fix itself. The Navigators helps teach you and support you in making the diet and lifestyle and thinking choices that impact your mitochondria and drive inflammation. And we're going to talk about our thinking today. And we've got a gentleman, young man here. I'm getting old. Graham, you're young. I had a patient last week.
Well, I'm older than you.
I had a nursing young lady going into nursing school, and she was needing a little checkup before she started school. And I looked at her birth date, and it was something, September something, 2002. And 2002 is when I graduated from medical school.
Mm.
I thought, man, I'm not that old. So I keep having kids, and I've got a 4-year-old, so that makes me think I'm still young. But
yeah. Anyways,
our thinking's huge. And as physicians, healthcare providers, of course, medical school, we're only taught about the body, the physical body. And really, we're only taught to treat symptoms. We manage asthma, manage diabetes, manage food intolerances. If you're intolerant to gluten, you avoid gluten. If you're allergic to dairy, you avoid it. That's kind of the management techniques we've learned. What about resolving it? What about fixing the diabetes, the high blood sugar? What about fixing asthma? I had a patient last week who's on 3 or 4 different asthma meds to control his asthma. And it's well controlled. Doesn't have to use his rescue inhaler. Been on these meds or some version of them for almost 50 years, since he was 2 years old. He's been a bad asthmatic. And side note, got COVID December 2020. His doctor didn't treat him. Just let him sit out there. High risk, 60-year-old, severe asthmatic, didn't treat him. Got worse, said, if you get worse, your oxygen drops, go to the hospital. He did, ended up admitted, got out of the hospital. His doctor said, man, you're a bad case. You better take that shot. I said, did he inform you that a COVID recovered patient said increased risk of adverse reactions with the shot? No, he did not. Did he inform you about early treatment? No, he did not. Did he inform you about the increased risk now that we're 2 years into this, we know an increased risk of hospitalization and acquiring COVID in the vaccine? That's a whole nother tangent. But my point I'm saying is, no, he was not fully informed. And we have a lot of people calling our office wanting to switch PCPs. because they've lost trust in their PCP. We are taking new patients. You just go through the Navigator program. You get online, veritasmedical.com, click on available plans, and the navigators will be happy to navigate you through the diet and lifestyle choices you're making to try to teach you how to make better choices that will decrease your inflammation. And inflammation is rooted to every disease, including bad outcomes with COVID, including cancer, Alzheimer's, heart attack, stroke. Inflammation is the common denominator. In the past, we have focused on nutrition to try to decrease that inflammation in hopes that you would decrease your symptoms and maybe resolve them. And we've seen that happen with people focusing on the body, nutrition, on the natural, and hydration and movement. Now, we've always mentioned peace. I mention peace a lot. But, as we said a few weeks ago with Roswell, peace was always the fourth pillar in discussing nutrition, hydration, movement, peace. Well, peace needs to be the first pillar. We've moved it, actually. Now we're peace, nutrition, hydration, movement. Movement's that fourth pillar, as Roswell said. If we're a spirit man with a soul housed in the body, then we should probably consider ministering to the health of that spirit man first, since that's who we are. We're spirit. Only or solely or first focusing on the body only, I'm not sure that that's appropriate. And it may be in some circumstances, especially if it's an emergency. Obviously, you're in a car wreck and you got your arm chopped off and you're bleeding to death. We need to minister to that brachial artery that you're bleeding out of and put a tourniquet on it and get you to the OR and sew you up and do that kind of thing. So obviously, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these chronic conditions of inflammation. In my opinion, I don't think this is published anywhere, but this is just my thought. If you're in a state of discontentment in your mind, in your thinking, if your thoughts are in a place that's just causing you to have some sort of, I mean, we'll call it stress, but it could also just be a tenseness or a discontentment. Maybe you don't think you're stressed, but if your thoughts are being translated by the body as, I'm just not content, I think that flips your mitochondria throughout your body, every cell of your body. That mitochondria is going to be metabolizing the fuel and the oxygen in a manner that creates more inflammation. That's my theory. We talk about iron causing oxidative stress. We talk about sugar and processed grains causing oxidative stress. There's all these physical things that cause oxidative stress and dysfunction of the mitochondria. We talk about sunlight and fasting and exercise and HIIT training and all these things to try to force the mitochondria to work better. What if our thinking impacts our mitochondria? So that is the point of today's show. We've got a guest on who I heard give his testimony at a Bible study a few weeks ago. And he's not even a patient of mine, but what hit me during that testimony, many things hit me, but one of the thoughts that hit me was, man, if Graham had come to Veritas Medical and asked Dr. Ben his opinion on how to fix this dairy and gluten allergy, I would have mentioned the peace pillar somewhere in there, but that is such a direct physical thing. I would have said, we got to heal your gut. We got to close your leaky gut. You've obviously got leaky gut. We got to get your stomach acid production back up because you're obviously not breaking down those proteins. We've got to get your microbiome diversified because there should be bacteria in your gut that break down gluten, break down casein and whey and all the dairy proteins. And I would have just gone straight there. And we've had plenty of patients go straight there. And a lot have gotten better. It's usually a long road. Could be a year. Could be 2 years. And maybe they never get there. And what Graham said, and I'm going to shut up and let him tell his story, but he said in that testimony, God healed his heart, and then his mind, and then his body. Mm. That was powerful, Graham. So thank you for getting up that day and sharing your testimony. And I just want to give you an opportunity to share as much or little of that with the point to be encouragement. Encouragement of all those listeners out there who are struggling. And although we'll talk about food sensitivities here because it was the dairy and the gluten, I believe you can apply this across the board to whatever you're struggling with, whatever disease or symptom you have. So, Graham, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today. Please feel free to just tell the audience a little bit about who you are, where you came from, how you got there, why you're sitting here in this chair today,
sure.
Just share as much of your testimony as you can.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Edwards. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to know you. My name is Graham Sapisa. I am born and raised in Lubbock, Texas. I graduated from Abilene Christian University in 2021 and have been working here in town since. So, 22 years old and just navigating adulthood and everything that that entails.
Oh, that's awesome. And navigating it, you are, I would say. You know, the depth of understanding, really what the Lord was showing you through this journey of healing was pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's another thought I had is, man, I wish I had some of this understanding when I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But thank the Lord we have some of this understanding now. So tell us a little bit about medical history-wise,
mm-hmm.
Kind of what were the things you've struggled with over the years with your medical.
Yeah, I grew up not drinking milk by itself, and that was because my mom always told me that I had a dairy allergy, but I remember eating pizza or eating ice cream and having, you know, dairy products, but not milk exclusively. So there was a seed of doubt planted in my mind from a young age, and the rest of my allergies kind of were progressive. So as we move along, I developed more of a sensitivity to dairy after a summer where I was a camp counselor and didn't have any dairy for the summer, and at least this is what I had believed, and then started to develop a sensitivity. And through trial and error, I narrowed the sensitivity down to the milk protein, which I learned to be whey and casein. I remember figuring this out through drinking a whey protein shake with some guys I was friends with, and was totally indulging in this new thing in college that I had never been exposed to, but just lifting heavy weights and eating as much food as you can, and that was new to me. And so all the guys were, you know, putting whey protein in little tiny water bottles, and I'm pretty sure there was more powder than there was water. And so I drank one of those with them and proceeded to watch The Office or something, and my chest was so tight, and my throat had swollen up. My eyes were watering. I couldn't hardly think straight, and I had to leave. And eventually it subsided several hours later, but I knew then that there was something that had to do with whey. There was another time where I ordered a smoothie and they accidentally didn't substitute the protein, and I mean, I would consider myself a somebody who wouldn't really take a handout, ask for help, but Ben, I've never been so close to calling 911 in my life. Like Benadryl didn't even put a dent in my reaction.
Wow.
So there was a fear associated with it as well. I mean, with the way that I would look at the nutrition facts label and see whey on it, like, oh, that's gonna kill me.
Mm.
And really, it then expanded to be associated with all dairy, that it was fear-based. Like, I can't eat that. And I'll go on to say that was a really deceptive lie that I had been believing about the fear of what I believe to be unhealthy.
But. That's a good point. And I want to just reiterate for folks to consider that the thoughts that we have every day, I don't know how many thoughts, I'm sure there's some book out there that says we have 10,000 thoughts a minute or whatever it is, or an hour. But where are these thoughts coming from? Are they thoughts just randomly from yourself that you came up with? Are they thoughts from the enemy or from the Holy Spirit?
Mm.
And that's probably step number one is, and for those that don't really believe in supernatural, I guess step number one is consider that. Are we just natural beings, or is there something supernatural? Quantum physicist, I'll find this at the break maybe. I think he he developed the string theory, this famous quantum physicist guy. And after all his quantum physics research, he concluded, oh, yeah, there's definitely a God. This whole thing's held up by laws. And we get the natural laws, gravity, internal combustion, these things in the natural. But then there's supranatural, things outside the natural. And there are laws that govern that, too. And the quantum physicists have described some of those. Scripture describes all of them. Hmm. And the thinking is a big part of it. And having that, what Graham just said, a lie. You know, that fear-based thing. So you're just living life, grew up, you know, thinking you had this, and physical symptoms kind of correlating and proving you have it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically your treatment, if you want to call it that, your plan is just avoidance, correct?
That's right.
So how many years did you avoid dairy or try to?
4 years. Coming up on 4 years. And, you know, gluten entered the picture within the past year, 2022, early 2022, when I got really sick and was really uncomfortable at work, and couldn't really put a finger on why I was feeling uncomfortable. I was feeling lethargic and distracted, and all types of digestive pain in my stomach. Sharp pains, and just the way that I felt my body digesting food, and then it was something was wrong. And of course, I self-diagnosed with leaky gut, as you mentioned. I'm familiar with some of that literature, so tried to get more probiotics in my system or heal my leaky gut, and I just felt like I was shooting in the dark. Didn't know really what I was doing. And again, there's something in me that didn't want to go to the doctor. And you know, I'll talk about that more, why that is more later. But through trial and error, kind of narrowed it down to gluten being something that really upset my stomach. So now at this point, I'm allergic to dairy and I'm allergic to gluten.
Would you say that otherwise you were fairly healthy?
I mean,
except when you would consume those things?
Absolutely. Health is something that I prided myself in, just physical activity and being fit and eating healthy. And that was a very large part of the lie that I was believing, is that these restrictions on my diet were helping me be healthier, were helping me eat healthier. In my limited knowledge, gluten was bad, and in very simple terms, it was carbs or fat that, you know, I didn't need anyway. Same with dairy. So yes, I was, you know, I was wrongly believing, I was deceived that I was being healthier by not eating these things.
Right. And I'll have to confess that throughout, my 10 years of doing integrative medicine, which, of course, I didn't get any nutrition education in medical school, besides 1 or 2 hours of basic, you know, vitamins and educational vitamins, basically, and half that 2 hours is spent sort of scaring us on taking certain vitamins. But anyway, so I came from a place of not knowing anything about nutrition, then get into the integrative world where nutrition's huge. And there's so many different philosophies there, from vegetarian all the way to carnivore and everywhere in between. And a lot of restriction and avoid this and avoid that. And it would be beneficial to a degree to a lot of patients. But in the long run, what I've come to understand is if the thoughts aren't lined up right, there's a huge impact on the GI system, just in the physical, you know, on the stomach acid. Your stomach acid production gets shut down when you're in fight or flight or discontentment mode, which that affects the probiotics more than antibiotics do. People think about antibiotics killing your gut flora. Well, a change in pH kills the gut flora. You take Nexium every day, it changes the pH. But stress will change the pH too. It turns off those stomach acid pumps. So just focusing on restriction, or cut the carbs, or avoid this, or avoid that, there can be some benefit, but long term, it's not true health.
Mm.
And so that's where, again, while we're having this conversation, is mm-hmm. to bring some, shed some light to that deprivation mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I wouldn't tell someone to avoid something maybe on the first visit, depending on where they're at. You meet them where they're at. And if something's driving inflammatory symptoms in you when you put it in your mouth, obviously, okay, you probably don't want to do that today. But don't just stay there. Just mm-hmm. like if you're hypertensive, yeah, we might need to put you on some medicine today, but don't just stay there. Seek the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're designed to be well and designed. Our body has a capability to fix itself and surely to digest food. I mean, being allergic, especially to lots of different foods, that's not compatible with life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't go around restricting everything. We've had patients restricted down to just literally a handful of foods.
Mm-hmm.
Go deeper than that. So what, you said you didn't want to go to doctors, so you're just kind of trying to figure this out on your own, or you're just kind of happy with avoidance? And, you know, what shifted? How did you get out of that? Hey, let me just avoid gluten now, too, in mm-hmm. the early 2022. What mm-hmm. happened?
Yeah, so it was definitely operating in a place of acceptance, almost kind of accepting defeat, like quote-unquote defeat, but really, you know, as somebody would ask me, you know, do you miss cheese? Do you miss eating bread? And it was like, well, there's nothing I can really do about it, so no, I don't. And it's just kind of how things are now. So I had fully convinced myself that this is the way things were, and there was nothing that I could do about it. But the Holy Spirit was so gentle in revealing the truth about what was really going on in my heart, on a heart level. One night I was just talking with the Lord, and there were a couple things that had kind of prompted some questions in my heart, like, Lord, is this something that we need to talk about? It was a conversation I had with a good friend of mine from India, who was, we were talking about allergies for some reason, and she said, you know, in India, if somebody's sick, we pray. We address it on a spiritual level, but if somebody's sick here in the West, you take medicine, you turn to some type of medical diagnosis. And so that was kind of the underlying question that I was asking the Lord, is this something that we need to talk about, Lord? And so in the same way that Jesus asked the man at the pool of Bethesda, do you want to be healed? I felt him ask the same question to me. And after he pressed into it for a little bit longer, he finally got it out of me. The answer is no. I don't want to be healed because it makes me eat healthier or look a certain way or feel a certain way in some type of prideful way over others that I'm eating healthier in some way. But that was so just convicting, but at the same time so true. I believe the Holy Spirit convicts us by revealing the truth. So it was a very gentle, kind conviction, but I recognized that there was something wrong here.
Mm. Well, I think before we get into the rest of the story, because I know where the story goes, and I don't want to interrupt it, we might just take a break now, and then we'll come back and kind of go from there after the Holy Spirit asked you that question, which is, I mean, it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so easy to slip into that I mean, I've seen it with lots and lots and lots of patients. The disease, quote-unquote disease, or the symptom becomes so familiar to that person, so intertwined in who, in their identities, false identity, really. But it just becomes a part of them. And it's, once it's in that space, it's, that's a whole different level. And it's really moves into that spiritual level. So when we come back, we'll continue with this discussion, with this testimony of healing with Graham. And I encourage y'all to just have open ears. And as Graham said, the Holy Spirit's going to gently convict. Not out of guilt or condemnation, for sure.
That's right.
You know, but anyways, we'll get more into that when we get back from the break. As always, VeritasMedical.com, our resource page, has a podcast archived on it. You can go back and listen to all the archived podcasts. We're also on Apple iTunes, You're the Cure on iTunes. So you can go listen there. We encourage y'all to go back. I think we're building a testimonies section. And those testimonies are probably the most popular and powerful of all the... I know we interview a lot of experts here, and that's cool too, if you're really into science and intellectual proof of everything, which some people need that. I kind of do. But man, these testimonies that just don't fit in the box. How does that happen? How does this work? It works because we're not just a physical body. So when we get back, we'll talk more about how the Lord started ministering to Graham's spirit and healed him. Y'all stick with us. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Ben Edwards. You're the Cure.
And welcome back into You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD.
Thanks, Wade. We're right back at it with Graham here. Just a reminder, the Underwood Cotton Exchange building tomorrow at 1320 Texas Avenue, 7 p.m. I'll be talking about the Big C, cancer and cures. Put that in quotes. The FDA is the only institution that can approve a cure for cancer. So we'll talk about that. Why is that? And then why do these clinics that are international and integrative get such great results compared to our National Cancer Institute results? So we'll go over some of those stats tomorrow night, 7 p.m., 1320 Texas Avenue. All right. So if we're a spirit man with a soul housed in the body, let's minister to the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Graham, the Lord started ministering to you, started asking you some questions gently, started getting you to think. So, take it from there.
Yeah, so at this point in the evening, the Holy Spirit and I are in a full-blown conversation, and I just feel Him ask me to tell Him the story that I tell people about the onset of my allergies. And I talked back to him. I said, "What do you mean, Lord? I have told this story 100 times. Why do you want to hear it?" And he asked me to tell it. And so I said, "Okay, fine." And so I say, "Okay, well, haven't always been allergic to dairy, but when I was a camp counselor one summer," and he stops me right there. And all of these memories start to flood back from when I was a camp counselor. That summer, I was probably at a lowest of lows in my relationship with food and my relationship with my body. I just remember stressing about having enough time to exercise, or stressing about the food that I was eating, and I have journal entries of it, in fact. So the correlation with being at a really bad place physically and the onset of that allergy was interesting to me. So I said, okay, you know, like this is just, you know, maybe coincidence. But I continue to think a little bit more, and then realized that the onset of the gluten allergy was when I was at a lowest of lows again in my relationship with my body and with food. It was after I had gotten a full-time job and was sitting at a desk for majority of the day from 8 to 5 and not having any time to exercise, and you know, my calorie expenditure was so much lower. And so there was now a pretty interesting correlation between the onset of my allergies and my mental and emotional state that I just couldn't deny. So for the sake of conversation, as I'm kind of talking with the Holy Spirit, I say, okay, so let's just say for the sake of this conversation, let's call it a curse. And, you know, this is the allergy. Because my question to the Lord was like, Lord, did you do this? Did you, you know, create me this way for whatever reason? And quickly my answer was no. I can't imagine that being in the character of God, just based on my experience. And so then I was like, well, if it's not of God, then I'm led to believe that it's of the enemy. And so let's just say for the sake of conversation, it's a curse. And when I made that distinction, I started to get a little bit upset, because if this really was a curse, and if this really was from the enemy, then I felt like I had been taken advantage of in some way. Like, the enemy doesn't have the right to do that, because I'm a child of God, and he had been having free reign over this part of my life. So I was defensive, and some anger started to rise up within me. And then I was led to the cross, and the power of the cross, and how the cross has broken every curse. And if what I was dealing with was a curse, then Jesus died for that, and Jesus died that I would be set free. But as I mentioned before the break, the Lord had led me to a place of conviction. And so at this point, I'm laying on the floor, and I had pulled up a picture of Jesus on my phone and propped it up in front of me and was just talking with him. And I said, Jesus, I am sorry for living in sin, for indulging in my sin. I was deceived, but I was living in unrepentant sin, in my pride. And I know that you died so that I would be set free, Lord. So I ask that you would heal me of this. I know that you can, and I ask that you will. And I didn't feel a turning sensation in my stomach. I didn't feel like an emotional levity right after I had prayed that prayer. But in fact, I actually felt doubt. Like, what if I just had this whole conversation with myself, and this is all in my head, and this is a big joke, and I'm fooling myself? But for the weeks prior, the Lord had led me to go to bed without an alarm and let him wake me up in the morning. And it was a weird thing, but the Lord had led me to do that. And you know, every night I would have a little bit of doubt. Like, Lord, what if you don't wake me up for work or for actually like something I need to be at in the morning? Like, it's a mandatory thing. And I would ask myself, Lord, what if you don't wake me up? Lord, I'm holding my doubt in one hand, but that did not negate him waking me up in the morning. So after I prayed that prayer, after I asked the Lord to heal me, and the fact that I felt doubt, I'm well acquainted with doubt. And I know that my doubt doesn't negate the Lord coming through. And so I was holding my doubt in one hand, and I was holding my faith in the other, and I said, Lord, I believe, would you just help me in my unbelief? And so I hop up, and then I walk to the kitchen, and this whole time I'm saying, Lord, I believe, help me in my unbelief, I believe, help me in my unbelief, because my mind is just wrestling with my heart. And so I go to the pantry, and my roommate has a loaf of bread, and I pull out a loaf of bread and grab a slice and I eat it. And nothing happens, but then my mind says, you know, gluten was one of the recent developments. It probably, you know, you can't, this is a bad example, and sometimes it takes a long time to kick in, and so there's nothing really happened. Maybe you weren't even allergic to gluten in the first place, and you know, whatever. And so I was like, fine. So I go put the loaf of bread back, and when I do, I see a jug of whey protein. And I mentioned earlier just this reaction that I had been trained. I had been conditioned to react a certain way to certain things. And so whey protein was one of those things that I was afraid of. And so I asked the Lord, are you serious right now? Like, you really want me to go here? You really want me to do this? And this whole time I'm saying, Lord, I believe, help me in my unbelief. But I pull out the jug of whey and get a shaker cup out and fill it with milk. Put a couple scoops of whey protein in there and make a really thick protein shake. And Ben, it's historically instantaneous when I drink whey. I don't know if that's mental or actually physical, but when I took a sip of that protein shake, I didn't feel a thing. And my mind says, no way. This is a sham. You weren't allergic in the first place. But my spirit was jumping up and down. It was bouncing off the walls. It felt like the paralytic that had been healed and started to dance and run. And so then I eventually told my mind, no, this is real. This is real. And I couldn't contain myself. I was more undignified than this. I was telling my roommate when he got home. I called my parents, and it was exciting next week as I navigated this new freedom, which was exactly that. It was navigating uncharted territory. The next day, when I went out to Taco Tuesday with my office, I was looking at the menu at Torchy's Tacos, and it was like the scales had been peeled off of my eyes, and I could actually consider all things on the menu. This was foreign. I had never been able to consider something with cheese or with gluten in it. And so I get up there and I start talking to the cashier, and we start talking about the secret menu that Torchy's has, and she starts describing this taco called the Matador. It's a terrible taco. It's a flour tortilla with a fried tortilla on the outside held together with melted cheese and brisket and sour cream, and it was just death. But then I said, I can't order right now. I need you to decide for me. And so she ends up ordering that one for me, and I hadn't eaten anything since that night prior. The Lord that morning woke me up real late, and I was upset, and I didn't know why. But so this was the first thing I had eaten all day, was this dairy gluten taco, and man, I took a bite out of that thing, and I think it was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. And I think it's because it had a very, you know, spiritual underlying influence there. I mean, it was true freedom is what it was, because it was incredible. And then, you know, I got to enjoy Torchy's famous queso. And let me just tell you, dairy substitute cheese. Fake cheese does not even come close to real cheese. Don't let anybody try to tell you different. It was so good. And now I feel like I'm on that journey still, which is rediscovering what it means to steward my body and steward my health. But all of it begins from a spiritual and mental place for me, because that's where it all started. There was a heart healing and a mind healing before there was a physical healing. And if I subject to a yoke of slavery again, then I just re-enter into that place. And there's been the invitation to do so in other shapes and other forms. But really clinging on to what the Lord so graciously did for me that night, and what that means for me on a deeper level than allergies, is something that has changed my life.
Well, that's pretty incredible. So, what say you to someone who's just desperate for a physical healing, seeking a physical healing, you know, obviously consumed by their physical symptoms, because, mm-hmm. I mean, they could be significant. I mean, we see some really, really, really sick people with devastating physical symptoms, even mm-hmm. things that the world tells them are incurable mm-hmm. or deadly, terminal. You know, for that person who wants to be healed,
mm-hmm.
but are very focused on the physical is really real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real every day, every moment.
Yes.
What would your counsel be to them on how to think and how to pursue that healing?
Yeah, I would urge them to consider their spiritual state and their standing with the Lord as a son or as a daughter, and really kind of put the Lord on the line, and say, kind of go out on a limb with the Lord and say, and turn to prayer, because our spiritual state and the reality of where we are, is one of the truest things, if not the truest thing about us, is our identity in Christ. And that's unshakable. And that inheritance is untouchable. And even if our physical is wasting away, or if it's not as we would desire, we have a future hope that goes beyond our current circumstances. I think that's what I would say.
Yeah. Well, I'd just add to that, you know, my upbringing in church, I was raised Southern Baptist, so at least the part I really remember, what stuck with me was salvation. Get saved, get saved, get saved, and try to hang on to that salvation and help get 20 other people saved and go knock on doors and all that stuff. And I'm obviously not opposed to salvation. I mean, for sure. But my mindset was, it was all about, okay, Jesus died for my eternal salvation. I'll be eternally and not separated from Him.
That's right.
But then what goes on down here in the earth, that's totally different. I mean, there's this eternal thing, which I checked that box. I'm good to go there. And then, you know, let me help some others here on the earth check their eternal box too. But when someone told me, well, look at what all Jesus died for. What was His atonement, just for that eternal thing, or was it for stuff here and now?
That's right.
Stuff including health and healing.
That's right.
And so that's been something I've had to wrestle with. Of course, go to Scripture. And it's the testimonies that have gotten me probably more than anything. You know, some of these old healing ministries like John G. Lake, hundreds of thousands of healing testimonies. Andrew Womack in Colorado shared a testimony of a little kid, 3-year-old, with a severe, really allergic to all food. She couldn't grow. She was a 9-month old on the growth chart at a 3-year-old checkup, and she couldn't tolerate any food. Down to their last resort was a feeding tube with just amino acids only, which nobody should react to amino acids. That's the building blocks of our physical body. Well, she did. She reacted to them. And, I mean, they're pretty much thinking hospice. And an immediate healing came. And she went to KFC and ate her first meal after this healing moment. And she was totally fine. I mean, it's an undeniable thing documented that this girl has a physical reaction to every single food that goes in her mouth. And then she can go to Kentucky Fried Chicken in a moment and not have a reaction. Mm. And the secular world would just look at that as the placebo effect or something in that vein. You know, Joe Dispenza wrote a book called The Placebo Effect, and he documents clearly many, many, many randomized placebo-controlled trials of placebo effect down to arthroscopic knee surgery in these guys. This was a doctor down in Houston doing arthroscopic knee surgery for arthritis. And it was a big group. I think it was 100 patients in each arm of the study. And half the study got the actual surgery. The other half, they got the holes poked in their knee, but nothing was actually done. Hmm. And the guys with the fake surgery did just as well or even better long term. So there's this documented real thing that's this unknown effect of the mind. But again, you go to Scripture, as a man thinketh. And our thinking is powerful. We've had Caroline Leaf on the show before, Switch on Your Brain. She goes through all the science, basically proving out Scripture. Not that you have to, but she just goes right through. The Bible's got it all there. It's a quantum physics book, is what I tell people. It's in there. But for me, it was a religious mindset that kept me from understanding and seeing. So that was another take-home message for me is, you know, really seeking that personal relationship, that personal counsel via the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I got to go, and it's better I do go, because then one's got to come called the Holy Spirit and lead you and teach you all things. And, man, that is the truth right there.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate healer, the ultimate counselor. And where's our doubt and unbelief coming in from? I love that you prayed that. Help me with my unbelief. Because that's just the reality. I mean, you're sitting there having a conversation, and you're just honest.
Yeah.
This could all be in my head.
Yeah.
And help me with my unbelief. I prayed the exact same prayer years ago when I was battling the whole intellectualism and evolution that I was taught all through medical school and college. And that's a huge hindrance. For me personally, it was like almost devastating to my faith. And I prayed that prayer, help me with my unbelief, and boom, the Lord was faithful to meet me where I was at and show me all the truth in science and the falseness of that evolutionary theory. So awesome, man. That's just encouraging. Thank you. And I know you're still on your journey, and that's the thing. It's not like we just reached this point of, I mean, we're not ever, in the sweet by and by. Jesus was perfect. He answered every lie that the enemy brought. He answered it with Scripture, the truth. And I know we can continue to mature in the renewing of our mind. We can continue to be more and more and more accurate in our representation of Christ. And that starts in our heart and in our thinking. It comes out of that heart. So letting the Holy Spirit really lead is what you did, and what a great encouragement. So thank you. Thank you for seeking the truth and for coming in and encouraging our audience today. We got a minute left. Any final parting thoughts, comments, words? Oh, 5 minutes, Wade says. Anything else you want to throw in here at the end as an encouragement to those, especially young people? There are so many young folks with sensitivities to food. And young people out there, just from the doctor perspective, I kind of mentioned it at the top, where in the body, in the physical realm, I'm going to tell you, we're not taught in medical school. So just understand that. These doctors that you go to, they're sweet, they're kind, they're super intelligent, but they're following protocols and they're following the education curriculum that they were taught in school. And that is, avoid these things that you're allergic to. My encouragement is go deeper. And in the physical body only, that deeper would be Get your microbiome diversified. That's God's original intent within the physical realm, is we have a diverse community, multi-membered body, if you want to think of it that way, of microbiome of bugs. These bacteria in the gut, they secrete dozens and dozens and dozens of enzymes. And that's the physical way that food's broken down. It's a physical way your gut is maintained. The integrity of the gut lining, we mentioned that leaky gut earlier. Physical things can come across. And that's what I think happened with Graham. There's an immediate closure of that leaky gut. There's immediate restoration. Those bugs are probably in there, but they're offline. They weren't doing their job. And who knows? We don't have to know. We don't have to connect all those dots. But it's cool when God does reveal this to the scientists of how these things actually happen. And we're learning more every day how this physical body is impacted by our thinking. So just be encouraged, guys. And again, there's no condemnation. If you have a food sensitivity or allergy or any disease, we're not telling you you don't have enough faith or your faith's not strong enough. So don't take that or feel guilty or anything, shame, none of that. That's from the enemy, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is just meant to encourage you that there's a possibility of deeper healing when you minister to the spirit man, not just the physical man. We are a spirit with the soul housed in a body according to Scripture. So that was the point of the testimony today, to encourage you. So don't let the enemy rob that and beat you up over the head that you don't have enough faith or any of that garbage, because that is not the point.
Yeah.
So, and I think Graham would reiterate that too. But
yeah.
Final thoughts, Graham?
Yeah, that's the one thing I was going to say, is that let's not make this a formula or... It's not a formula, and as much as my mind wants to think that is the case, and I think that the X factor in this equation is the Holy Spirit, as you mentioned, and as Jesus said, He will lead you into all truth. And so as we engage in a relationship with the Holy Spirit, allow Him to reveal truth in your life, whether that be through conviction and revealing truth. Again, He doesn't do that through shame or guilt or regret, but He does that in kindness and in love. And He will provide the faith required as He leads you down the journey of healing. But that begins with the Holy Spirit, who leads us into truth. And it's not a formula.
Amen. That is the big temptation, especially when people are seeking out counsel for health from practitioners, doctors, especially integrative. Give me the protocol. Give me the step 1, 2, and 3. And I tell people often there are things in the physical that are associated with health that we observe. People that do X, Y, and Z have less disease. However, I've seen plenty of people do the X, Y, and Z. Perfect protocol, perfect diet, perfect exercise, perfect in every way in the physical that we can see, and there's still symptoms. And I'll go back to how I started at the top of the show, talking about discontentment in your heart. And that's where I think it all lies. When there's discontentment, then those mitochondria, the physical body, will not function as optimally as it could and should if we have that discontentment. Which were led there by the enemy. So allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal that lie, that false identity, or whatever the lie is, and bring the truth to it. It's awesome. Okay. Well, great job, Graham, on seeking the truth. And just we'll have to have you back someday as you continue down your journey. And everybody, thank y'all for tuning in today. We'll have more testimonies in the future. I am going to still talk about health things, like physical things. We'll bring in some other experts to talk about the physical, natural thing. I'm not discounting that, but there is this deeper level we will be talking about too, more and more in the future. VeritasMedical.com is a website where we archive these, and also get on there. Sign up for the Wellness Navigators if you need a PCP. We'll be happy to help take care of you, but our goal is that you never need us. We want to teach you how to let your body fix itself. You're the cure. That's the name of the show for a reason. It's not a quirky little catchphrase or marketing thing. It's what we believe. Okay. Thank you, Wade. Appreciate you being available for us to speak truth on the airwaves.
Absolutely. And appreciate you and appreciate all the things you do, Dr. Edwards. Dr. Edwards, of course, this is You're the Cure. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's VeritasMedical.com.